All right. Coming up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Memorial Day travel is well underway. CBS's Jim Crisula begins our report.
AAA predicts a record number of Americans, more than 42 million, will be on the nation's highways and byways this Memorial Day weekend. Here along I-85 in Salisbury, North Carolina, Andrew Bryce told me he feels driving is more stressful than ever.
I have to always dodge different things on the road, and I pray that the roads become more safe.
Much of the holiday weekend will be a washout across much of the southeast as a slow-moving coastal storm spins just offshore. It's a busy morning at the nation's airports. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at Chicago's O'Hare.
Annette Richmond got to the airport more than 3 hours before her flight, taking no chances with her big Memorial Day European cruise.
Delays, mix up with flights, anything with the cruise.
Tim Lalayem is just trying to take whatever the summer rush brings in stride.
Airport's never fun, but destination is.
Just around the corner, a possible deal on raising the debt ceiling. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Sources familiar with the talk say the deal under discussion would cap overall federal spending levels for the next 2 years. Military and veterans funding would increase slightly next year, while domestic spending would dip slightly or remain flat.
Texas lawmakers have issued 20 articles of impeachment against State Attorney General Ken Paxton, ranging from bribery to abuse of public trust. KEYE-TV's Michael Atkinson on the response.
Paxton striking back in a statement Thursday afternoon, saying impeachment defies the will of the voters, and writing the committee, quote, rejected every attempt to seek a full accounting of the truth.
Prosecutors in Southern California have granted the release of Daniel Saldana, who spent 33 years in prison for a crime he did not commit.
Every day waking up knowing that you're innocent, you know, you wake up and here I am just locked up in a cell and crying out for help. But I just knew this day was going to come.
Saldana was locked up for attempted murder. The district attorney says he wasn't even at the scene of the crime. Evidence that surfaced in 2017 wasn't addressed until now. Crime appears to be the reason a Los Angeles area Starbucks is now serving only to-go orders. KCAL TV's Jasmine Veal.
Starbucks did not say exactly what caused them to remove the indoor seating, but in a statement wrote, "Our first priority is to make sure our partners are safe at work."
Employees reported they were getting harassed amid an uptick of crime in the neighborhood. An Indiana board has decided to reprimand an Indianapolis doctor, saying she violated patient privacy laws by talking publicly about providing an abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim from neighboring Ohio. She did not lose her license. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Quote based on healthy non-smoking 30-year-old female with a 20-year term policy, rates may vary. Eligible policies and estate planning tools can vary by state.
It's a busy life. You have enough to worry about. So here's a great way to check life insurance off your list. It's called Ethos. With the thought of medical exams, forms to fill out, and the cost, it's easy to see why life insurance can fall to the bottom of your to-do list. But at Ethos Life, we've got your back. For about $1 a day, you could get $250,000 in term life insurance without a medical exam. Just go online, answer a few health questions, and snap, family protected. You could get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and be covered in hours. No medical exams, no blood tests, no hassle. Right now, with your purchase of an eligible policy from Ethos, you'll get something else important to your family. Tools to create a legal will. A $449 value, yours free. Ethos, the 100% online, hassle-free way to get affordable life insurance. Get your free online quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope you're feeling good. You got James here with you. Seth over there.
Good morning.
We're joined right now by our great friend, Mr. Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Oh, I'm doing just swell over here.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Same here, Paul. We got a beautiful sunny sky out there. I got to see an eagle this morning flying by. Nice. We got an eagle's nest right in front of us. It was great.
I'm happy. Paul used the word swell.
Yes,
I love
yes,
that word.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's a great word.
Awesome.
It's a great word.
Yeah, it's underused. I feel
it is.
Like it's got a lot.
Bring it back.
Bit.
Bring it back, Paul.
Yeah.
We're bringing back some temperatures, too. We've got some nice temperatures leading right up to Memorial Day.
We do. Yeah, definitely going to be some comfortable days ahead here, and then getting a little more heat turned up here next week with those highs getting more into the 80s as the week progresses. But yeah, just kind of basking in the sunshine each day here with the high pressure system. It's just going to kind of sit over us here for the next several days, and still a lot of sun out there today. Highs at about 75 with an east-southeast wind, 5 to 10 developing, about 42 tonight. Clear skies, more sunshine Saturday, upper 70s, southeast winds, 5 to 15. 46 Saturday night, 78 on Sunday, sunny and dry Monday into Tuesday, low 80s Monday, some mid-80s Tuesday. And just a few isolated storm chances coming back here later next week, more towards Thursday, Friday. Even by that time, upper 80s for highs starting to settle in here later half of next week. But yeah, just a beautiful holiday weekend, and hopefully you guys will be get out to enjoy it. It sounds like we won't do this call on Monday because you'll be out on Monday.
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to make sure that you guys knew that. I appreciate you bringing that up, Paul. I didn't want you guys to have to call. Why aren't they answering?
what's going on? Yeah.
You got any fun plans this weekend?
Pretty laid back, but I think I might get out to do some kayaking. I haven't done any of that yet this
year.
Nice.
Oh, that sounds awesome, Paul. I've always wanted to do that. That sounds like a lot of fun. Oh, enjoy yourself, sir. Have fun.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk again Tuesday. Have a great weekend, Paul. We appreciate you and your whole team over there.
Oh, thanks, you guys. It's fun chatting with you guys each day.
Good to hear. Thank you, Paul. We appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Yeah.
You bet. You guys too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
He humors us.
He does.
You guys have a great call in the morning. Yeah, we really like it.
I used to wonder. I think he generally likes talking to us.
I think he does.
I think it's great. A little bit later, we got Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to doing some celebrating, not just for today, but the weekend, and of course, Monday as well. Mm-hmm. And after that, and Melissa's News, we'll have a Star of the Day. We'll play a famous TV theme song. You call up as long as you've won anything in 30 days. 424-2600. Win yourself some free Culvers.
Mm.
All that coming up. Right now, again, 424-2600. Call up and join us with your Memorial Day memories.
Yeah.
Or, maybe it's not a memory. Maybe it's one you're hoping to make. Maybe you got some plans this weekend and you want to tell us about it.
Let us know about that.
Especially since I don't have any plans. Give me something to do, everybody.
He has to live vicariously through the callers here. Yes. So help James out.
It would not be the first time. It would not. So for the unofficial start of summer, a new poll found what the perfect summer vacation would look like. And here's the basic formula. Travel with at least four people you want to be with, enjoy a minimum of four new experiences together, and do at least one thing that's unexpected.
Ooh, okay.
I like that.
That's nice.
I like that latter part especially.
Mm-hmm.
It also looked at the top moments that can make a vacation memorable. So we have the top moments that can make a vacation memorable. These don't look like they're in any certain order or anything like that. So starting right at the top.
Yeah, let's do it.
Watching a sunrise or a sunset with friends and family.
It's something that I know personally speaking, I don't do enough.
Yeah.
Because I think about, especially here when you've got the river, as a nice background, you can see some just gorgeous sunrises, some gorgeous sunsets. So I got to do that more.
Any sunrise or sunset near a body of water is always memorable.
Always gorgeous.
And I'm spoiled with the sunrise. I get to see it every morning it right out here in these beautiful windows and everything. And we've been here for over a year.
Yep.
And I've gotten to experience this and everything. The old building, we're all kind of like cloud closed in. There was no windows.
It was like a bunker.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah. It has never gotten old.
No.
Like, there is no repeats with the sunrise. It's a new episode every day. Yep. And every day it's something new. It's beautiful. Take the moment to do that. Now, I do that usually by myself. I like the idea of doing this with somebody else.
Yeah.
That's a cool idea.
About sharing it, yeah.
I don't know when the last time I did that. I was probably out in California the last time I did that. I like that. Something happens that becomes a running joke the whole trip. Yes. That's a great one.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
Those are fun. Unless something embarrassing that happens to you, and then they keep
you're
bringing
the punchline. Yeah. Yes.
No,
yes,
even that's fun, actually.
Story of my life. Yes.
You remember that time that James did this?
Yep. There's a lot of stories like that. Something funny happens that you'll tell stories about for years.
Mm-hmm.
A little similar.
Yep, absolutely.
A new experience takes you out of your comfort zone.
Ooh.
I like that.
That's good, too.
Had a friend that went zip
Zip line,
zip lining and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She she worried that she was she would never do something like that, and so she was in a moment, and she was in like Costa Rica or something like that, and decided, okay, I'm going to try this, and she tried it, and she got stuck. And they had to have somebody else, like on another line, come down to help her and everything. And she was telling me all about the experience. And the whole time, she's shaking with excitement because she was still excited. This is like a month later when she's telling me about it. And just talking about this incident, she was so excited to talk about it. And she wasn't scared or nervous. She was talking about how exciting it was. She was stuck there, but she wasn't panicked. She had this beautiful view. And because you're going so fast, she said you don't normally get to take in the view, but because she was stuck, she did, and so it actually kind of worked out for her a little bit better.
Oh, that's great!
And she conquered this fear, and she felt so good about it and everything. I asked her, "Are you going to do it again?" No, away. No, not a second to think about it.
And that's the thing. You don't have to do it again.
Did it once.
Just try and see what happens. And who knows? You may love it. Maybe you may hate it. I did that with my son at Smuggler's Run in Disney.
Oh, cool.
He did it once, and that was like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. But he did it.
He did it.
He did it once. Oh, I would love to do that.
It's fun. Oh, it's really awesome.
It seems like it.
Yes.
A new experience takes you out of your comfort zone, so that was where we left off. We're going to number five on this list, so I like to always get halfway. I like to remind the audience, 424-2600. Mm-hmm. Call up, join us with what you're doing this weekend, what maybe one of your fun favorite memories of Memorial Day weekend, anything like that. Having drinks or dinner with a great view.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
The more we're talking about things to do this weekend, I'm thinking about grilling some more or something this weekend.
Sure.
And just as something, grilling with a great view is also a great idea.
Yes. That's nice.
Making friends with some locals and hanging out with them. Yeah. Yep. Especially if you're going to a different town.
Yeah, exactly. That's always fun. And, you know, that there's nothing like grilling or a campfire to get people to join together. That's what happened last year when we had a fire out in our yard, and our new neighbors, who we hadn't met yet, came on over to visit because we had the fire going.
Cool.
So that was really cool.
I think anybody who has ever been to a tailgate understands that all you have to do is have one slab of meat on that grill, and you're going to make some friends.
Yep,
you are going to make some friends. Some people go, what you got over there? What are you doing?
Shared experience. There's nothing like it.
But I will say this, and this is my PSA for the weekend, everybody, along with no fireworks and being safe and all those things, my PSA for the weekend, don't be a backseat griller. I can handle a backseat driver. Mm-hmm. I have never had an issue with that. That's no big deal to me or anything. It's just, you know, white noise, basically.
Right.
A backseat griller, though, there ain't many things worse than a backseat griller. Hey, you gonna flip that? Well, you know what I do. What I do.
The dreaded words. Well, you know what I do.
Yep, that's it. Hey, you gonna flip that? What are you doing over there? No. Let the griller grill. If they ask you for help, if they ask you for advice, that's different.
There you go.
But no person that's ever been grilling has ever been like, boy, I wish there was somebody over my shoulder telling me what I'm doing wrong. Don't be a backseat griller.
Or any job, for that
any
matter.
Any job, let's
do that.
Backseat grillers, though, man. That drives the bugs me. Trying a new food you probably wouldn't find at home.
See, now that, I'm all about that. I mean, if it depends, especially if you're going somewhere, you know, it's vacation.
Yeah.
Go where whatever their specialty is, you know, what they're known for in that region or that area or whatever. That's a great way to try new things. What's your best on the menu?
I love that one. I'm trying to embrace that more and more.
It can be tough,
It can be, but, you know, at a certain point, you just got to, I mean, it's food. You know, you chew it, you swallow it, it's done.
It's food.
Just eat the food, James. Getting lost or taking a detour and coming across something amazing.
Oh, yes. That has happened a few times in trips that I've taken.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, I can't believe we saw this.
Yeah, I think that's one of those happy accidents that can happen, especially nowadays where you're never too lost. You know, if you have a phone, there's usually somebody, at least a local person you can ask, you know, something like that. So it's hard to say you're really lost nowadays.
Exactly.
You may feel lost because you took the wrong street or whatever, but you're recalculating. I know you're recalculating. I'm muting you.
Stop talking to me. I'm yelling at inanimate objects.
Oh, how many times I've done that? Visiting a famous landmark.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. You know, actually combining those last two things that happened with my parents down, they live in South Carolina. And once many years ago when we were visiting, we were, I can't remember what we were doing, but we went off on a trail and we saw a marker for a historical site, which was the grave of Francis Marion.
Ooh.
The famous Revolutionary War swamp fox, the general.
Yes, the swamp fox. I couldn't think of that. Yeah.
And we went, my parents didn't even know that it was there. We went and found it. At the time, it was not kept in good repair, unfortunately. Mm. It was kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and it, you know, was kind of disrepaired. Since then, they have put some money in it, and it looks a lot nicer and everything. But that was one thing we were not expecting.
Wow.
And we saw this really cool landmark. Wow, you know, one of the heroes of the Revolutionary War. Wow, how cool is that?
It's there's not many moments where you can feel like what it must have felt like back in the day. Like, imagine the first settlers to come across the Grand Canyon. You know,
can
like,
you imagine?
Whoa, this thing's big. Oh my God, it's bigger than. Oh my God, it's even bigger. Oh wow, it'd be pretty amazing.
Seeing the Rocky Mountains for the first time.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, like way, way, way back too, where there is no GPS, there are no maps or anything like that. You just literally come across
no
things.
Maps. Yeah.
Yeah, like you're just walking, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, there's the Grand Canyon.
I can't imagine. Can you imagine a time before you're exploring a place without a map? Oh, freaks me out, man.
Talk about wasting a time machine. Yeah. I would do that. I would so love doing that. I would like to get lost in the old America.
There you go. You go with Lewis and Clark. Yeah, there you go.
I think that'd be fun. So visiting a landmark is always a cool idea. And the final one on this list is my favorite one, probably, swimming in the ocean.
Oh.
If you have never been to the ocean, even if it's not swimming that you're planning on doing, get to the ocean. It's like
to see it, if nothing else. Yeah.
I don't know if I have anything else on my list of mandatory. You must see this if you are a human being. Like I think the ocean's the number one and the only thing really on my list. I think every human being should experience and see the ocean. It's worth it.
I agree.
So worth it.
And it could be either ocean. I would recommend if you want to swim, the Atlantic's a little bit better for that because it's a little warmer. Pacific is pretty cold, unless you're going to do some surfing. But other than that, the Atlantic is actually really nice to swim in. There's a lot of great beaches on the east coast. So
I completely agree.
Yeah.
A few more that made the top 20 include. It says ticking something off your bucket list. Do they mean scratching something off? I've never heard that phrase before.
If you have a box that you're supposed to put a check mark in, that's technically called ticking it off.
It is.
Yes.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Tick off my bucket list. It's making it angry at me.
I think ticking off. I think something completely different. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, and knocking something off the bucket list.
There you go.
Finding the perfect souvenir or gift and anything that spikes your adrenaline, like bungee jumping or seeing someone propose or something like that.
Or zip lining and getting caught in the middle.
Yes. There you go. There's plenty of great things. Be sure to take good notes this weekend because on Tuesday's show, I'm going to ask how everybody's weekend was. And I want to know what you guys were up to this weekend.
Yeah. You guys, it's your turn, man.
Uh-huh.
We tell you about our weekends all the time.
Yeah.
I don't hear about yours.
We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and do some celebrating with Misty's Menu on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Clear skies today with a high of 75. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 43. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
We always get this one. It feels a little typed. It feels a little like typecasting a little bit.
I like a little flourish at the end.
Yeah, that's it is time to do an 8-bit Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do right now is do some celebrating. What we encourage you to do is treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And if you are celebrating a birthday, get on over there. I believe they will receive something, right, Seth?
They will receive themselves a nice, fresh slice of free Brian's Pies.
Can't beat that.
Whatever they got there, you can choose your flavor, and you will get it for free, which is awesome.
Encourage you to do so, and encourage you to get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Mm-hmm. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can send it to james@civicmedia.us, or really any of our staff. If you know our first name, you can reach us.
Yeah, that's
Seth,
right.
melissa@civicmedia.us.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can direct message us on Facebook. Just like our Facebook page and send us a direct message, and we'll have that birthday or anniversary to celebrate with you.
Nice.
Now, Seth doesn't have to do any work until Monday.
Oh, okay.
Because we have just
see,
a couple
I'm
of
out
names.
Of here. Oh, no.
Yep. That's up. I should have been more clear about that. I really, darn it. Well, he's gone. Let's see. So, getting right into the, give me a 1 through 3, Seth.
3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish a happy birthday to Angie Daniels.
Angie, happy birthday.
We hope you have a great day, Angie.
Mm-hmm.
And to, on Saturday, to Wilson Jones.
Wilson, happy birthday.
So he's with the two last names.
Yeah.
It's always interesting. That's a good one.
How do you end up with two last names?
It's a strong name, Wilson Jones.
Wilson Jones.
That is a strong name right there. Whatever Wilson does, like, I imagine that it is with force.
Yeah.
It is with, you know, confidence and security.
Does he do anything in sporting goods? I don't know. I just have a feeling sporting goods. I don't know.
Yes. We don't have any names or birthdays for Monday, so get us more of these, everybody.
Yeah,
we want more. But looking on to Monday, some people born on Memorial Day on the 29th.
Yeah.
We want to wish a happy birthday to Deanna Johnson.
Happy birthday, Deanna.
We hope you have a great day, Deanna. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day. Also, a very special happy 30th anniversary to our great friends, Phil and Ann Hartley.
Oh, my gosh. 30th. Oh, wonderful.
Congratulations
you too.
That
yeah.
is awesome.
It
that
is
really cool. They are a great team, too.
Mm-hmm.
They are a great couple. And, of course, you hear Phil on the air with us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesdays and our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing sponsoring Playmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Send a shout-out to QPP and encourage you to go over there. Stop by. Say hi. See what printing needs they could take care of for you. Quality
mm-hmm.
Plus Printing, getting your word out.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil and Ann, enjoy your weekend, you guys.
Yeah.
Have fun. I say, I know your anniversary is until Monday, but I say celebrate all weekend long.
Of course. You have to now. You're required to do that.
Yes. Get all the celebrating in, you two. And have fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy. And Phil, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier on Monday, celebrating their 18th anniversary. That's beautiful.
Mm.
John Caves and Barbara Hunt Caves.
All right. Congratulations, you two.
John and Barbara, enjoy. That sounds good together, too. John and Barbara.
John
I like
and
that.
Barbara.
Enjoy your anniversary.
How do you end up with a cool last name like Cave, by the way?
Yeah, that's a great one.
I want a last name like Cave.
Caves, yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Way better than Maloff. It's way better. Like, I think Habhagger actually has some funk to it. I kind of like it. It's got like a little bit of a beat to it and everything.
I've not seen it.
No, I like it. Maloff feels like it's just kind of like there. It's ether. It's Maloff. It's
Maloff.
Yeah, doesn't really.
Sounds like an aroma or something like
almost,
that.
Almost.
Have you tried Maloff?
Yeah, I did. No, and I'm not gonna. No, dude. It's sounds like a cologne that's more like so expensive, you won't even smell it. You're like, no. Again, happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody celebrating out there.
Yes.
We take a look at our celebrity list. And first up on the list is Brandi Cyrus. She is 36. She's Miley Cyrus's older sister.
Older sister. Oh,
I didn't know
okay.
She was an older sister. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Hmm. Didn't know there were more than one.
Yeah, honestly. I honestly didn't either. I don't mean that as an insult.
No, I didn't. I just didn't know.
We also have a celebrating a birthday. Mr. Isaac Slade is 42 today, lead singer of The Fray. Their big hit right here, How to Save a Life.
Mm-hmm.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just...
The song was one of those ones that was really popular, but it didn't ever get to a point where it annoyed me.
Okay, that's
like,
good.
You know, the song gets like it's played way too much
way
and everything.
You hear it everywhere, yeah.
It wasn't a bad song, though. Songs like this usually, to me, become more popular to me like years after they were popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's when I'll get into it.
That's one of the cool things about music, you know?
Yes.
It always comes back. It'll always be popular. Or not necessarily popular, but it'll always be there.
Yeah.
And you can always revisit it, which is great. Do they have lessons for pop singers to not enunciate?
Yes.
Like the opposite of like elocution lessons?
You're not really singing unless you're doing that.
Slurring your words together.
Yes. I don't think you can get a record deal unless you do that.
Sorry, we can understand what you're saying, sir. You do not pass the audition. Oh, what? Oh, come on, man.
If you could have just slurred your words just a little bit more, we may have been able to work something out. But as it is, sorry, you're no record deal for you.
Oh, I love rock and roll. I don't care how you sing it.
She got a record deal for sure. Our next artist here definitely got one. Lorena Hill. Playing some doo-wop here, that thing, her first big single from that. Of course, Lorena Hill got her big start with the Fugees.
The Fugees.
And the Fugees had some good hits. Mm-hmm. They had a song called Dappy Heads. It was really good, their first single and stuff. But it wasn't until they did Killing Me Softly. And Lorena did the refrain in the middle.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, wait a minute. How does she sound Roberta Flack-esque? You know?
She has a very good voice. Haven't heard from her in a while, but she did produce some really good stuff.
Yeah, just a heck of a harmonizer, heck of a singer. I don't think there were many people that would have predicted her to kind of go away. I think more people than not expected her to just be bigger than, you know, they all get out.
I kind of thought, you know, after looking at it from you know, hindsight and all, it would, like, kind of what happened with Beyonce, you know, with after she left Destiny's Child and just exploded, you know, became, well, Beyonce, basically. I kind of thought she would have had something like that, but it just never worked out.
We really do share a brain, because it's exactly the comp I was going to go to. What the career Beyonce's having is the career I thought she was going to have.
100%.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Matt Stone is 52, brilliant co-creator of South Park, does the voices of Kyle, Kenny, Butters, Tweak, a bunch of other ones. You don't have South Park without Matt.
Of course, you have to have him.
Trey is a hugely part of the creative process and the writing and does so much of the voices and everything. And the main writing credit on the show, most episodes, but he'll be the first one to tell you it's not without Matt. There's no show.
Yep.
You have to have both of them, and they're both so great.
Yes.
Wonderful. One of those top 50 people I would love to work with. Helena Bonham Carter is 57 today.
Oh, she's great.
Bellatrix Lestrange in the Harry Potter movies, Queen Elizabeth in The King's Speech, Princess Margaret in The Crown, the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland.
Playing a lot of queens.
Yeah.
I never would have begged her for that.
In a lot of Tim Burton movies.
Yeah.
If you are dating Tim Burton, you will be in a Tim Burton movie. As he's proven already with his new wife or girlfriend or whatever, and she's in another thing.
Of course.
It used to be that when Tim Burton and Helen Bottom were together, that was like one of the major couples. Like, I'd love to have coffee with them.
Yeah.
Like, now I wouldn't want to have 2 seconds with Tim Burton. But I would love to hang out with her.
Yeah.
I'd like to get to know her.
Yeah. She's
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was really good. Turning 59 right now. Lenny Kravitz. It's funny when we were talking about Jeff and stuff, and we were talking about underrated guitar players. I didn't come up in conversation, but this is one of the guys I think of.
All right, Lenny Kravitz.
Another one where he's got a new album out, but a guy that I didn't think would really have a break in his career. But like a lot of the singers nowadays, got a chance to do some acting, went into that a little bit, and tried his hand at it.
And he's ended up doing some, you know, he's had such a long career now. He first broke out, what, 1991 or something like that? He's been around forever.
Yeah.
And which is good. He's good. I like him.
The famously the son of I forget his mom's name from the Jeffersons. She was on the Jeffersons.
Yeah, I can't remember either. Darn it.
For those that don't know, Lenny is not just proudly African American, but also proudly Jewish.
That's right.
So we have him at the meetings. We have him. We see him at all the meetings. It's very nice.
You got some good music at the meetings.
We really do. We're very, very spoiled.
Really good acts there. Yeah.
We get a call coming in. I'm going to take it. I'm going to take a chance and take this.
All right. Let's do it.
Good morning. You're on the show. Okay. That's what I thought. Possibly.
Oops.
Bobcat Goldthwait is 61 today.
Oh wow.
God bless him. Bobcat. The crazy voice guy.
Yeah.
Especially in the 80s, you had to be Gallagher. You had to have a niche. You had to have a gimmick. You had to have a thing.
Yep.
What a weird gimmick to have, but what a great one. What an original one. I'm going to talk to my right ass like every once in a while. It's just a weird impression. But
It is. It's so strange. But I gotta give him credit. He kind of pivoted to directing movies.
Yes.
And he's directed some very good films. Some small stuff, you know. Yeah. But yeah, he's been remarkable.
Him and Robin Williams were really close.
Yes, they were.
And when Robin passed, he had some really cool things that he said. And I thought he shared some really interesting moments. And he's a very thoughtful guy.
Yes.
He got canceled before canceling was a thing for, I believe it was David Letterman's desk. He lit on fire. He was just doing a bit, and it just went too far.
Yep. And then he got into trouble.
Yeah.
He did.
Philip Michael Thomas is 74 today, famously known as Tubbs on Miami Vice and nothing else.
Poor guy.
And I only say that because he did it to himself. Philip Michael Thomas really believed in himself and his ego, and he would tell anybody that would listen he was going to be an EGOT. And he's the one that really put this out there about winning an Emmy, a Grammy, a Tony, an Oscar. He was going to do this. And he almost left Miami Vice a couple times because of this and believing in his own, you know, stuff and everything. And yeah, no.
Didn't work out there. Don Johnson had a much more interesting career in the end than he did. So, yeah.
This is why I tell any actor I'm working with, you know, check your ego at the door. Do it. Nobody with an ego has a long shelf life.
No.
Hank Williams Jr. is 74. Lived a lot off of his daddy's fame, but he had plenty of songs and stuff.
He did.
He did the All My Rowdy Friends theme song for Monday Night Football for years that everybody knows him for.
Exactly.
One of the greater actresses, and along with like Winona Ryder, like earliest crushes I had. Pam Grier is 74 today.
Oh, the great Pam Grier.
When I was seeing her in those movies and everything as a kid, I didn't know that she was, you know, older. I didn't put that together or anything like that. I just assumed she was just, you know,
fabulous.
That age.
Yeah, exactly.
And fabulous.
Yep.
And I wasn't half wrong because Pam Grier at 74 is still just as fabulous.
She's aged at all. It's insane.
Miss Foxy Brown, of course. But if you get a chance, if you haven't seen the 1997 Quentin Tarantino movie, Jackie Brown, it's not the greatest movie, but her performance and Michael Keaton's performances in it are amazing.
Nice.
Fantastic performances. Tarantino has literally lost a lot for me as a director.
Me too.
But I will say that he brings something out of actors, and he is one of those guys that nobody else was casting Pam Grier, nobody was casting Travolta, nobody was giving lead roles to Samuel Jackson, and I give a lot of respect to that.
Yep.
One more person that we're giving a ton of respect to right now. Whoa. The gypsy herself, Stevie Nicks, 75.
Wow.
Ultimate singer. And it all comes down to you. Well, you know that it does. Lightning in the sky. Maybe once, maybe twice. If a ghost could sing and it was female, it would sound like Stevie Nicks. If a ghost could sing and it was male, it would sound like Roy Orbison.
That haunting quality,
yes,
to their voice.
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're so right. Very distinctive voice as well. And we got to give her credit as a songwriter.
Yeah.
She wrote some tremendous songs, not only for Fleetwood Mac, but for, you know, her solo career as well. Just an all-around talent.
I get why people talk about her voice and her, you know, stage presence, mm-hmm, and a lot of her history with the band and, yeah, a lot of that. But nobody gives her enough credit as a songwriter.
No.
It's a huge, not only part of her career, but a huge part of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Like, look at the hits that they have. Look at the songwriting credits.
Yep.
It's on there.
I think she was second only to Lindsey Buckingham for,
yes,
credits, I think.
And to that point, this is a band that didn't hand out songwriting credits, like, at all.
No.
You had to fight for that. You,
yeah,
had to work for that. This is my favorite song of all, one of my favorite songs of all time, let,
nice,
alone my favorite of hers.
It's a great video, too, by the way.
It really is.
Yeah.
Brent Musburger is 84 today, retired play-by-play guy. He's one of our one of the top sportscasters of the last 50 years.
Oh, man. He had such a distinctive way of talking,
yes,
that you knew exactly who was commentating on on whatever he was doing.
Yeah.
And he moved around. He did every sport imaginable. I mean, he was great. I love Brent Musburger.
Born on this day as well, my favorite musical influence and one of my biggest musical influences, Mr. Miles Davis, born in 1926, passed away in 1991. Miles created seven different types of jazz while he was alive, and there are arguments that he made eight with hip-hop bebop, his last album,
yep,
that he did. Where,
what they called acid jazz, I think, is,
yeah,
kind of what the,
yeah,
genre was. Yep. I'd give him credit for it. Yeah.
Miles is one of the biggest names in jazz history, as they say here. Miles is one of the biggest names in music history.
Yeah, period.
You don't have to take Seth and I's word for it. Go ahead and pull up John Lennon's big influences, all the way to Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck, any great musician that you've enjoyed, all the way to modern artists,
mm-hmm,
with a... there's a number of them that I'm thinking of, but they're all clubbing together. Like,
yep,
go ahead and look into it yourself. You,
yep,
don't need me to tell you.
Yep.
And also, maybe my favorite voice ever, when Miles would speak. Miles' voice was one of the deepest, darkest things you've ever heard in your life. And it was so smooth.
His nickname was the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a reason for that.
Miles was the definition of cool.
Yes.
And Birth of Cool, Kind of Cool, Kind of Blue, great albums.
Kind of Blue. If you're looking for a place to start, I would say Kind of Blue is your best bet. That's where I first heard Miles Davis, and I was blown away.
Yeah.
Absolutely blown away.
When you get a little bit older, maybe we can get into The Brew, but I'd say that, yeah. Also born on this day, my mom's favorite actor of all time, John Wayne.
Miles Davis and John Wayne on the same day.
Crazy.
Wow, that's
you couldn't
cool.
have more
that's,
weirder
wow.
birthdays, like being apart from
interesting
each other.
Interesting juxtaposition there.
Born in 1907, the Duke, and still one of America's favorite and greatest actors.
Mm-hmm.
John Wayne did not like people. Like, he gets a lot of heat for being racist and sexist and stuff, and he was.
Mm-hmm.
But he also didn't like white people. Like, and he was married to an Asian woman. Like, John Wayne was notorious for being a heavy drinker and smoker.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He was also notorious for being the first person on set. He was the first and last person to leave.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to fight me on John Wayne the Thespian, I encourage you to watch The Shootist.
Mm-hmm.
It is his last performance and is arguably his greatest.
There
I'd say
go.
The Cowboys is another great one to mention,
mm-hmm,
too. But you don't have modern acting way it is without John Wayne. John Wayne is the guy who put his foot down and said, if I get my foot caught in a bear trap, I'm not going to say, oh, gosh, darn it. That's not real. The audience ain't going to believe it. They are not going to believe me. Whether he meant to or not, he pushed the envelope and pushed things forward as far as entertainment goes. And,
mm-hmm,
hey, we're going to push things. We're going to do things real.
Yep.
And finally, and most notably of all these names, and I'm saying that even as the Miles Davis fan, born on this day, Sally Ride. Born in 1951, passed away in 2012. The first American woman in space.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly
pioneer. Absolute pioneer, yep.
Teacher, yep. A wonderful human being. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to read up about her if you don't know more about her.
Mm-hmm.
We will get out of here on now, but everybody's celebrating a birthday or anniversary today and this week, and enjoy, celebrate, and get on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When they get there, wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Enjoy Melissa's news.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Former Plover youth pastor Jordan Huffman back in jail on more charges of child sexual assault. WAOW reports the 51-year-old was out on bond after 7 felony charges, including first-degree child sex assault and repeated sex assault of the same child. The victim said Huffman assaulted him from the age of 12 until he was 17. Huffman is now facing 5 new charges, including 1 count of child sex assault with a person under the age of 13. The judge set a $1 million cash bond. Huffman will need to appear in both Portage and Winnebago County courts in June. The VFW in Wisconsin Rapids is hosting a blood drive today from 9 to 1 at Post 2534. For donating, you'll receive a coupon for up to 4 free outdoor water park passes to Mount Olympus while supplies last. Be sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. You can make an appointment by calling 877-232-4376 or stop down at the VFW post at 2711 Redding Road and make a blood donation today. The Commissioner of Baseball has a warning for Wisconsin. Fix up American Family Field or lose the Milwaukee Brewers. Terry Bell reports.
Rob Manfred says the stadium needs major and long-term renovations. The commissioner was in Milwaukee Thursday to issue a dire warning to state lawmakers debating the state budget. Come up with the money to keep the stadium up to snuff, or the Brewers could move. The Journal Sentinel reports upgrades would cost about $448 million over the next 20 years. Republicans have already removed Governor Evers' request for stadium upkeep cash. A committee of the Milwaukee County Board has voted against spending county tax money on the ballpark. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The City of Wisconsin Rapids and American Legion Post 9 celebrate the unveiling of the second annual Veterans Honor Walk today at the McMillan Library from 2 to 4. 40 banners celebrating our local veterans are hanging on light poles along Grand Avenue from 8th Street to City Hall. They will remain up until Veterans Day. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business. This week's deal is from Papa John's in Stevens Point. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From Papa John's in Stevens Point. What's better than pizza? Papa John's at half price. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Clear skies today with a high of 75. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight, lows around 43. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the upper 70s to the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Oh, I love that sound. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song, and as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, you can call up 424-2600 and just give us like one of the actors from the show, or, you know, the name of the show, any of the above, really. You get close to this, we'll get it to you. We're not trying to stump anybody here. We want to get you some free Culver's, and that is exactly what you could win. You call up and get the answer right. You want a family pack from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. That's two adult meals. That's two kids meals. That's a free meal you ain't got to cover. You ain't got to think about.
Awesome.
Free Culver's, baby.
Free Culver's.
Get ready to call up 424-2600. Tell us what TV show theme song this is. See if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Friends.
Oh, a good try. A good try. Not bad. But nope. Not correct.
Try again.
Got to keep trying, everybody. 424-2600. She was right on a modern TV show. It is a modern TV show. Wow. Nobody. Nobody.
Oh, there we go.
Hey,
there we go.
Right. We got a caller. Try this again. All right. Good morning. What's your answer?
I'm going to take a shot at The Office.
Yeah.
All right.
Nicely done. Nicely done, sir. Can I get your first name?
Ron.
Ron, thank you so much. Ron, that was a good guess. Did you see The Office? Watch it at all?
Not much.
Yeah, not much. Hey, good enough, though.
But enough.
I had to dig deep.
You earned that, Culver's, Ron. You earned it. You worked hard on that one. You put the brain to the test there. Nicely done. Ron, what town are you calling us from?
Grand Rapids.
All right.
Nice.
It's been a while. We haven't had a Grand Rapids winner in a while. That's awesome. Great.
Ron, I think of people that call are from Grand Rapids. They just don't admit it. So.
Nice.
Ron, thank you so much for listening and playing along. You're our new star of the day.
Thank you much.
Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you. Appreciate you, Rod. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was.
It's been a while since we got through the full theme song.
Yeah.
That was great. That was fun.
I was like, there's got to be plenty of Office fans out there, right?
Yeah.
Where are you guys? Where are all your Office heads, man?
We might try some more modern ones. We're getting some we're stumping some people with some modern ones.
We're challenging them. Yeah.
But for now, we've got our winner. Be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win this family pack of four from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Big shout out and a great Memorial Day weekend to them. Mm-hmm. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody. Enjoy and visit your local Culver's and support them. You know Culver's supports us. They do a great job supporting their communities. We appreciate them.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to catch up with Ron. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
This Memorial Day, pledge to do better. Pledge to remember the fallen. Pledge to honor our veterans. Pledge to make our country a better place to live. We, the member stations of Civic Media, join our voices in saluting those who have come before, those serving now, and those who have given everything to keep us free and truly be the land of
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you to Miss Miller's class at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome to Misty's Menu, the cozy small-town cafe that feels like home, with friendly faces and homemade food that'll warm your heart. Start your day off right with a fresh cup of roasted coffee. And how about a stack of their famous pancakes or a hearty breakfast sandwich to go with it? Or swing by for lunch and try their mouth-watering burgers and sandwiches, all made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. At Misty's Menu, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family. So stop in, take a seat, and let them treat you to a little taste of home. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be right back.
Did you know Rockfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 75 this afternoon under sunny skies, southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 43. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 78. Upper 70s Sunday, warmer on Monday with highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy.
Something about Mary? I'm trying to think of, I know this from a movie. And yep. I think that's the movie I know it from.
It's the Cow Sills.
Yes.
From The Rain, the Park, and the Other Things is the name of the song. Famously, the Cow Sills were the inspiration for the Partridge Family.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, they were.
Interesting.
Another family group. Yeah, that's right.
Very cool. We're going to get into a little bit of nerd news right now. I always think this is fun, different things that science is up to.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this one earlier, just a couple of quick hits with these. In space news, we may figure out how to use ultrasound pulses to make us hibernate on long space missions.
Oh.
12 people are about to spend 2 months in bed to help find ways to prevent muscle loss in astronauts.
Wow.
2 months.
That's a test. That is a challenge. Wow.
I care very much about our astronauts, and mm-hmm. I think working at NASA would be pretty darn cool. You better pay me for that. I'm sorry.
Hope they're getting well paid.
I'm
going to
need a paycheck for that one. I can't sit still for 5 seconds. I couldn't imagine staying in bed for 2 months.
You know, we've seen so many movies and, you know, science fiction stories and everything about this type of thing. You know, the hibernating sleep to get to very long distances and stuff like that. It's amazing that they're actually working on it. It's like, wow. Hard time wrapping my brain around it.
When we get to these moments where, when we were kids, we saw movies where they would predict this happening in the future or whatever. And now here we are where they're actually, talking.
Yep.
It is weird, really. I don't want to say unsettling. It's just, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's got a weird vibe to it.
It's very strange when you're starting to see this, like, really high-tech stuff.
In bug bite news, researchers at Auburn University came up with a new type of fabric that's mosquito-proof.
Mosquito? Ooh.
A sample of new material at Auburn University Labs looks like ordinary fabric, but it's designed to solve one specific problem. Quote, we've discovered a unique knit, but its geometric structure, it blocks mosquito bites, says John Beckman, an assistant professor of entomology and plant pathology at the university.
Wow.
Beckman wanted to find a new approach to dealing with mosquitoes, which kill hundreds of thousands of people globally a year, particularly children under the age of 5 in developing developing countries. Though the spread of diseases like malaria, dengue fever, and West Nile virus are the main cause of these things.
Yeah.
Millions of others people get sick and survive, but might miss days or weeks of work. And of course, even when bites don't spread disease, they're incredibly annoying.
Exactly.
And if you know anything, we can't really get rid of mosquitoes. We need them. They're a huge part of all this.
The ecosystem, yep.
A typical long sleeve shirt doesn't actually offer protection. The research team started by testing samples of existing clothing and found that even tight knits like compression gear from Under Armour didn't block bites.
Hmm.
As in other labs with mosquitoes, the scientists keep the insects alive by sticking their own arm into an enclosure and letting themselves get bitten.
Oh my gosh.
For this study, they did the same thing while wearing sleeves. Again, I gotta really care about people to be doing this work.
Let mosquitoes bite me. Yes, yeah. Nice.
What did you do in your job today?
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is pretty cool, though. This is pretty interesting.
That's fascinating. You know, and I was thinking about what they did touch on is about the people around the world, you know, how dangerous mosquitoes are, you know, and especially in certain areas where they are very easily passed along disease. So this is a big thing.
And I hope Melissa here, I'm going to have to send this to her if she doesn't hear about this, because this is a lot about having to do with the power of knitting.
Yeah, that's right.
Using knitting machines that can be programmed with different patterns, the team experimented until it found a pattern that could block a bite.
How about that?
Quote, knitting is essentially like tying little knots. You're making loops and you're wrapping loops through loops, Beckman says. If you do it in the right geometric ways, you can create a chainmail effect at the microscopic level.
Wow.
It's also carefully designed so that as the fabric stretches and bends, it doesn't create openings for the insect.
Wow.
Behold the power of knitting.
Yo, man, that is just so cool. That is just so interesting.
It's cool that they started off with, and I don't think we ever give science enough credit for this. So often, if you read articles, you will see that they will tell you, hey, we tried this and this and this, and it failed.
Trial and error.
It was a dumb idea, or it was a silly idea, or it was worth a shot idea, or whatever. Mm-hmm. We don't own our mistakes in society anymore. Now we just double down. Oh, I was proven by a court of law to be wrong. Nope. They were lying. Nope. That fake news, all this. Like, I admire and appreciate people who can own things. Guess what? Everybody's been wrong, and chances are most people that don't own it are the ones that are mostly wrong all the time.
Correlation there.
And so they try fabrics, and none of those are working. Mm-hmm. So then they just come up with the, well, wait a minute, what about the knitting process of it? Maybe it's not even about the fabric.
It's geometry. It's geometry, basically, is what it is.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute. So now every high school math teacher was right. We were going to use geometry.
Yep. And it will actually save lives. Wow. Geometry will save lives. How about that? Huh?
What a way to end the school year for math teachers.
Every math teacher is like, ta-da. Yeah. You know.
If you happen to notice somebody with a puffed out chest today, it's a math teacher.
It's a math teacher.
Yeah. That's actually, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I'd be doing the same thing. I'd be pretty proud of that too. That is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's a cool story.
Just to think of knitting saving lives.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That is pretty cool. So, and if that ain't right story here, I got to touch on before we go to break.
All right.
Animal rescuers and firefighters in Missouri came to rescue of a large dog that somehow ended up trapped in a storm drain.
Oh, no.
And there's a big dog.
That's a... Whoa.
Look at how big this dog is.
That looks like a photoshopped picture.
It's like a
picture. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks photoshopped.
It looks fake.
It's real.
It's real.
The KC Pet Project says a resident reported hearing mysterious barking for at least 2 days in the Kansas City neighborhood after discovering the cause was a pit bull trapped in a storm drain.
Oh, no.
The reported party called us, and they were pretty frantic once they found out it was a dog, that it was stuck in there. They just thought it was a neighbor's dog making noise. The KC Pet Project shared photos on Facebook, approximately one-year-old dog sticking its snout out through the storm drain. Rescuers arrived on the scene, and Kansas City firefighters rescued and saved the little guy. Or I shouldn't say little, a 70-pound pooch.
Whoa.
The dog was wearing a collar at the time of the rescue, but did not have any identifiable tags or microchip. This is why it's so important to microchip your animals.
Yeah.
They still have no idea how this dog ended up down there.
Looking at the size of the dog, you're right. How on earth could it do that?
And this is, for me, where the that ain't right part comes in, because there's probably no way the dog did it itself. Now, could it have happened? Possibly, sure.
Possibly.
Dogs follow scents all the time and get lost and
they
all
can,
that.
They're not like as squishy as cats can be, you know, as stretchy, you know. But sometimes they can, but still, I don't know. I
have a concern that they possibly could have been somebody that left the dog there.
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about this when we come back a little bit later, but I did want to touch on Petpalooza.
Ah, yeah.
Petpalooza is right around the corner, everybody. We encourage you to mark your calendars, because June 11th will get here sooner than you realize. This is WFHR's Petpalooza. Is us working with the Southwick County Humane Society to bring some attention, to bring some awareness, some funds to the Humane Society, while also having a darn good time.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have a bunch of great sponsors helping us do this. We're going to have some great guests with us, some music. We're going to have some food down there. Mm-hmm. We'll get more into the details of this next hour, but I just wanted to tease this to everybody and keep this in your bookmarked on your calendar.
Yes.
And keep this in your mind, because we're going to be talking a lot about it as we build up and we get closer to June here.
Yes, indeed.
Petpalooza right around the corner. Otherwise, we're going to kick off next hour with some entertainment news. We'll touch on that. Got a That Ain't Right story in there and some good stories of the day all coming up to get you ready for your Memorial Day weekend right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM.